Blog Talk Radio. With Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend Jesse Jackson started the Rainbow Coalition many years ago in the 80s when he first ran for president. Reverend Jesse Jackson also marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., part of the Civil Rights Movement. Today, he's probably going to talk about the elections there in Chicago, among other topics. So I'm simply waiting for Mr. Jackson to call in. So while I wait, we're going to listen to some music. Those of you, Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson Sr., he's an American civil rights activist. He's also a Baptist minister and politician. He was a candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1984 and 1988 and served as a shadow U.S. senator for the District of Columbia from 1991 to 1997. Reverend Jesse Jackson is one of the reasons that I have a radio show. Great man. Did a lot for his people, for black people, as well as for white. Currently, Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. has a radio show, KeepHopeAliveRadio.com. He tweeted about 2 hours ago on Twitter, "For real reform, Chicago's next mayor must commit to fixing police union contracts." He also said, "Keep Hope Alive, voter registration to disadvantaged citizens of color, not quite automatic voter registration for disadvantaged citizens of color." He also, 3 hours ago, quoted Chicago voters cared to poll to elect new mayor from large diverse fields. That was from TheGuardian.com. Also from www.chicagoreporter.com. Reverend Jesse Jackson, has really did a lot for black people in current day times. Forward to talking to him today on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Reverend Jesse Jackson? Can you hear me? Good afternoon, Reverend Jesse Jackson. How are you doing, sir?
Angela, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's great to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I've been introducing you in between the songs and telling people about you in current day. I was talking about the elections there in Chicago and your Twitter tweets you put out, Reverend Jackson.
Well, today is the election day. We have an opportunity to make a big statement. And unfortunately, we had 14 people running, and five of them were African Americans, so our vote is split up. So between the split vote and the confused vote, it'd be lower than it should be. But it is voting day in Chicago.
Yes, it's voting day, and I believe it's for mayor is one of the elections running politics for
mayor and council.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what do you think about the current elections there in Chicago today?
The problem is that we will not have the turnout we need, nor will it be as focused as it should be. When Harold Washington ran, he said to run and win in Chicago, you had to have one candidate. You had to make a decision about that one candidate. You had to put some money on the table so you could afford the campaign. You had to have a message broader than just blacks. So those who don't have any money cannot really win. Those who focus on one ethnic group cannot win. And those who do not poll heavy cannot win. There are two or three people in the race who, in fact, have the necessary qualifications. The question is, will that be enough turnout for them to win? We just don't know until tonight.
Okay. So do you have a particular candidate that you would like to see win, or you don't want to say?
Well, I've not decided to endorse someone, but there are two or three who are standing out in there. In the polls, it was just Chairman Fred Winker, Chairman of the Cook County Board, and Chairman of the Democratic Party. But now it's looked at as a kind of tie between her and Bill Daley, the brother of Richard Daley and the son of Dick Daley, and Lori Lightfoot, a very able lawyer. Now, there are some other candidates who are scoring very well. Willie Wilson worked very hard, but his campaign is most in the black area. But Chicago is about 40% Latino. You have to have black, brown, and white to win in Chicago, really. Young lady named Kamara, she is first time out. She's showing very well, but again, she's not known very well. To run these campaigns, you must be known, trusted, and liked of the program that helps people. So some people are not known, or trusted, or liked. They'll have a program thrust. So we're learning as we go in Chicago today.
Yes, sir. Okay. So how do you feel about the people who are running for Democrat nominee for President of the United States? I know you were in 1984 and in 1988, I believe.
Yeah, there's a good assortment of people running. Those who are the most name recognition will show up early. For example, Elizabeth Warren is very well known, gives her some advantage. Bernie Sanders is known, will give him some advantage. But then Kamala Harris, for example, is coming on very hard, very fast. And so is Cory Booker, coming on very fast. You just don't know until 5 or 6 months from down the road. They will have to determine whether they have the money and the staying power. It's a year and a half away, you know.
Okay. All right. So how do you feel about the current president? If I can ask that.
I don't feel good about it. I think he's a divider, not a uniter. Is use race bait to manipulate people's fears. Babies on the border in cages, that is inhumane. Threatening to bring out the military to stop people coming to freedom in the South and Latin America. Accused President Barack Obama of not being an African, not being an American. He just compounded the problems within the country by exploiting people's unfounded fears. He has not been a good president.
No, sir. I don't believe he has been either. I feel like he's also lowered the standards to be president of America. So, but that's my opinion. Okay. So, the Oscars. Did you watch the Oscars, Reverend Jesse Jackson?
I did not.
Okay. All right.
I'm glad Spike Lee finally won, but I didn't watch the Oscars. I was working for today's campaign.
Yes, sir. President Trump tweeted on Twitter, like you tweet on Twitter, and you also have a radio station and the Poor People's campaign, among many other things, the Rainbow Coalition. President Trump said that Spike Lee was a racist. Because of what he said about voting. So, I don't agree with that.
Well, he has, for the most part, made white male supremacy his standard bearer, and it's unfortunate because the world is not white, male, and supreme. It's a multicultural world, multicultural, multiracial, and multireligious. So his views are rather narrow, and they're very dangerous.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If we fight, we can beat him. Hillary beat him by 3 million votes in 2016, but lost, technicality. We beat him by 9 million votes in 2018. So Trump can be beat again if we will fight in big numbers 2020.
I believe he's gonna win. I believe President Trump is kind of like what America is, racist. Not everyone, not gonna say everyone, but America still has a lot of racism in it. Black people have come a long way, but President Trump is revealing things that were always here, and it's come back to the surface. He's like the lightning bolt for white supremacy to me. But that's not your words; that's my words, Reverend Jackson.
He's pulling the scab off the sore, and it's not getting well. He's tried to set us back, but I think people are going to bounce. I think we're a better country than Trump thinks we are. I think that people did not vote for him to be raised. They voted for him to have economic development. And that's really not happening.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, can I ask you a question? What do you think about America and having more money? I know a couple of years back, a year ago, you had made the comment that that black people needed to, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, have more wealth or money? It says something that maybe black people are spending too much. Am I correct or am I wrong?
Well, yeah, if we spend more than we have and vote with fewer votes than we have, that's a formula for suicide. You must vote. You must spend more, less than you make, and vote all you can to make progress. If you spend more than you make, you're working in debt. And a lot of people don't have $400 to go home for a funeral down home. They have no savings, all consumption. We must be smarter than that, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Would you like to talk about the new Poor People's Campaign?
I think Reverend Bob has done a fantastic job. I think it's morally right to put focus on the poor. Most poor people are work every day. They can't make it at the end of the month. They have more month than money. They work every day. They catch the early bus, raise other people's children. They are poor. And they deserve, therefore, a livable wage and Medicaid.
Yes, sir.
I have to get ready to go now, Angela. And I have to get ready to go now.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Oh, all right, I understand what you're saying. Yes, sir. I've just got one or two more questions. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
There was something that you did during President Obama's presidency with Wall Street economics. I can't think quite what it was. It had something to do with Wall Street, and you had an organization.
We're getting blacks on the boards of directors and the C-suites. We took black board members in Silicon Valley from 3 to 28 in 3 years. We're getting the right to do financial deals and transactions. So we're going to keep pressure on Wall Street. We fight with our ballot politically and fight with our dollar economically. We must use both of those weapons, with the dollar and the ballot, okay?
Yes, sir. So you keep putting pressure on Wall Street. Can you explain just a little bit more about the pressure? I mean, how is that going to help people? I don't quite understand.
One way you help people when you get blacks on boards who are sensitive. Another way you help them is you go to shareholders meetings and expose their records. Another way you help them is fighting the EEO-1 reports to expose what ought to be as best what is. And sometimes you may have to even do boycotts, but you have to be constantly fighting. You cannot grow weary and well doing as you challenge Wall Street to open up. Okay.
Yes, sir. You're at the forefront of that. You're at the forefront of doing those things. You also have a radio show. Am I correct? A radio station?
Correct.
Well, okay. I listen to it sometimes.
Well, listen to it all the time, okay?
Okay. I have one more question, and it's not a current day question. When the young people were, what was really making the news, because they've always killed black people, but when it was making the news about the murders of the young black men and some older black men, how did you feel about the killings?
Well, it was illegal, immoral. We had to fight back. So I mean, I think Black Lives Matter and the groups that came together, not just to do funerals, but also to keep people alive. We should not be killed by police or each other. We must stop the killing.
No, sir.
And start healing. And start healing. Okay, Angela?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Jesse Jackson. Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. That was Reverend Jesse Jackson, Sr. He's been on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you all for listening. Have a blessed day.